from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, from the 14th chapter of St. Luke, where our Lord says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel for this Lord's Day has our Lord at a dinner in the house of one of the chief Pharisees, the leaders of the religious establishment of that day. And during our Lord's presence at the banquet, there are two cases of the need for healing. The first and the most obvious one is the man who was present at the banquet who was afflicted with dropsy. When I was a little boy and heard that gospel, I didn't know what on earth that was. I thought it was perhaps some illness where you drop things. But of course, dropsy is an old-fashioned word for what today we would call edema, which is the accumulation of fluid caused by the weakening of the heart. So there is this man who is clearly sick of the dropsy. And our Lord goes ahead and heals him, much to the dismay of the Pharisees, who regarded such an act as a violation of the Sabbath rest. Jesus does this because he himself is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is God in the flesh. He is the one to whom the Sabbath rest pointed forward, as the one who through his life, his death, and rising again would bring rest to all weary and burdened sinners. The man who was sick with the dropsy was obviously ill. But as we go on in the gospel, we see that the other guests at that banquet also were afflicted with an illness. The illness of pride, of thinking themselves better than everyone else. And as a symptom of this, Jesus saw how the guests tried to get the best seats in the house. And so he gives a lesson in humility to the people there who were so desperately in need of that lesson in humility. He says, when you are invited to a banquet, don't take the best seat in the house, lest the master of the banquet come and say, "Friend, someone else higher than you must sit here." Rather, take the lower place, and then you may be invited to go up higher. So he gives this lesson in humility, which is a lesson that we always need, because the heart of all our sin is the pride which somehow imagines that we are self-caused, that we are self-sustaining, that we can manage on our own. This is the sin within us. It was the sin Jesus saw in that group of Pharisees at that banquet. And then he finally says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus himself not only gave that lesson in words, but he gave it by coming into this world and humbling himself, even to the death of the cross. And God the Father then raised him from the dead, placed him on his right hand, and made him the Lord of all, who rules all things for the good of his church. That holy fellowship to which you and I belong by virtue of our baptism. In holy baptism, each one of us was made a member of Christ's mystical body, the church which also is the bride of Christ. Of course, we can't see that with our eyes. We can't see the church as Christ's body any more than we can see the body of Christ in the hallowed bread of the sacrament. But the church as the body of Christ is no less real than the true body present in the sacrament. Hidden to be sure, but wherever the gospel is preached and the sacraments administered, there you have the mystical body of Christ, those who through baptism and faith adhere to him, and who, whenever we come to the altar, receive each of us the one body of the Lord given into death for our sins, and so through that one body are made one with one another. So in today's gospel, we see our Lord perform a miracle of bodily healing, and we see him teach a lesson about the need for healing from the wound of original sin and from the pride that besets us all. God grant that you and I, in all humility, look only to Christ as the source of all our life and of our salvation in the life that is yet to come. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.